Hello, what's up? It's David Smith here. Today we're going to be talking about the Harry Potter series. So, we all know this song right here, but it means a different thing to some of us as it does to others. For instance, for some of us, it reminds us of watching the movies with friends and family, but for others, the song provokes memories of turning pages for hours and hours. Regardless, the Harry Potter franchise has and continues to be a huge part of millions of children's lives all across the globe. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the series, it was created by the British author J.K. Rowling. The first book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, came out in 1997. The seventh and the final book of the series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, came out 10 years later in 2007.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard. And a thumping good one, I'd wager. Once you trade up a little.
No, you've made a mistake. I mean, I can't be a wizard. I mean, I'm just Harry. Just Harry.
Now, if you don't know this book series, it follows the story of a young boy as he discovers his abilities as a wizard in a magical world. He attends Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry to learn how to properly use these newfound powers. However, while he's there, he also learns that there are malevolent forces in this magical world. As he learns to use his abilities, his responsibilities to thwart these dark powers mount. He quickly learns that he is the, quote, chosen one, to stop these dark forces once and for all. The books follow him along his journey to achieve this. Now, along with the book series, a series of movies began coming out even before the books were finished on a similar 10-year timeline. The first movie coming out in 2001, and then the final movie coming out in 2011. Today, according to a study by Statista, the series has sold over 500 million copies of books for a total of $7.7 billion. Additionally, the series has brought in $8.5 billion at the box office. Now, when I was a kid, I had a great experience reading these books. I even had many friends and family who were reading them at the same time. But now, years later, I feel like most people I talk to about it have only seen the movies. This is a result of the increasingly digital world. Now, according to a study done by the American Psychological Association, less than 20% of American teens report daily reading, while more than 80% of them report using social media on a daily basis. You see, children and teens today just aren't as interested in reading books. They'd rather sit and watch a movie clip on social media instead. This makes the audience miss out on the stories it was meant to be told. Personally, I think the fact that the movies began coming out before Rowling finished writing the series harmed the audience's perception of the story. This contributed to the younger generation's greater familiarity with the movies instead of the books. Once the movies came out, a concrete visualization of the story became widely accepted, and many imaginative elements of the story were ruined. Now, at least for me, when I'm reading books, I like to imagine the characters and the setting in a very personal and specific way, but once a visual portion of the story is put out to the public, it often detracts from my personal world or my personal experience. The movies are often very different from the world I've constructed in my head, and it makes it feel like a different story to me. For a younger audience member, it makes much more sense to just watch the movie. It's just easier and more convenient to their pre-existing lifestyle. Now, I do hope that someday the books once again surpass the popularity of the movies. However, my first-hand experiences with other audience members and the research I have seen suggest that this will not be the case. Regardless, the Harry Potter series is here to stay and will continue to touch the lives of kids all around the world one way or another.